What if I can't hold out on this thing, Lord? See, I don't wanna disappoint you, my Lord, again, so deliver me from these thoughts in my head, Lord.
Deliver me from the valley.
Deliver me from the valley,
Lord.
Welcome to another episode of Bear It All. Here at Bear It All, our mission is to empower you to live a life of purpose and step into your power. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so. Our information is at Twitter. Sorry, losing my train of thought. Twitter handle is at RS Bear It All. Facebook is facebook.com/3BearItAll. And our email address is bearitall3@hotmail.com. I am your host, Dr. Raquel Stewart. To all of our continued listeners, I thank you so very much for your support and your ever-growing support. Thank you for sharing us with your friends, families, coworkers, whomever. Thank you so much for making Bear It All a household name. If you are new to Bear It All, I want to welcome you, so sit back, relax, and get ready to bear it all. But before I bring on our guest, and, you know, it is summertime, and folks are looking to get in shape for the summer. Here's the thing, folks, you should be in shape all the time. It's not just for the summer, but make a healthy lifestyle instead of a diet. Dieting. I'm kind of on dieting. It's about a change in your lifestyle. That's something more that you will stick to, obviously, because you're incorporating it into your life. So let's try to stay away from the dieting and get more on developing a healthy lifestyle, because then it becomes a part of you and a part of who you are. And, you know, our guest, Jody Robinson, today is going to tell us how to do that. It all starts, and I say this all the time, it's your mindset. It's how you view something. If you are unhappy with the way you look, your body shape, size, whatever it is, don't beat yourself down about it. But get a plan going as to what can I do, what do I need to do to make changes so that I'm more comfortable in my skin, if that's your story. Okay, so we really have to start changing our mindset. The year is half over, and what I want to know is, have you accomplished anything on your vision board? I really want you guys to hit me up, and I've been asking that a lot, or just about every week on this show, because it's important. It's half the year. I want to support you if you are making progress and just knocking things off of your vision board, or if you're not making progress the way you thought. I still want to support you, because guess what? You still have time to do this, and maybe you just need some help with the planning. You know, maybe you're not, your strategy needs a little tweaking. Definitely please hit me up on email, bearitall3@hotmail.com, or you can always, go to my website, schedule a free 30-minute discovery session with me, and let's get some things going. And my website is www.sistasspeak.com. That's SISTASSpeak.com. I do offer free 30-minute discovery sessions. But, folks, it's time that we realize we need to start getting serious about ourselves and about our lives. I didn't say take ourselves seriously. You know, some people misconstrue or misunderstand or add in their own words as to what I'm saying. I'm not saying take yourself seriously. I said it's time for us to get serious about our lives and what we want to accomplish, and stop putting things off for tomorrow. Tomorrow is promised to no one. And guess what? Tomorrow never comes, because when it's tomorrow, it's actually today. So that's saying that we should be living in this present moment, right here, right now, in today. Be present to today. What is it that you want to do with your life? What do you want to create? Because you can create anything that you want to. And if you don't know how, or you need assistance, as I said, definitely reach out to me. I mean, we're here to help each other and build each other up and see each other fulfill the goals. So don't feel like you have to go at this alone and that you have to know everything. Absolutely don't. There are people out there who can fill in the blanks for you. Okay, it's your responsibility, though, to reach out and let people know and find the people that can help you build your dreams, build your vision, whatever that is. And here's another thing that I hear a lot of people talking about. Oh, I'm too old. I don't know. Okay, being in the space of I don't know, great place to be. So you may not know, but let's try to figure some stuff out. And a lot of people tend to get stuck in the I don't know phase, and that's not what we're looking for either. We are looking for you at some point to create something. So let's get to creating. Let me know what it is that I can do to assist. And I'm really serious. You know, definitely hit me up and let me know how I can assist you in accomplishing your goals, in bringing it to fruition. And guess what? I know a lot of people. So let's have that conversation. We need to start having that conversation with ourselves. What is it that we want to do? We need to realize that life is moving on without us. You know, the other day, something so simple, I was sitting down and I was doing some work, and I looked up and I saw the time, and it was like, oh my gosh, it was like about 4:30. And I'm thinking, well, where did the time go? You know, time is moving on with or without us. So I would think that you want to be aware of time and the fact that it's going to move with or without you. The question is, what are you going to do with your time? Or what are you doing with your time? Are you just sitting there and letting it pass you by? Let's not do that. Let's try to change our mindset. Let's get in action and be proactive and participate in our lives. Let's not be spectators in our lives, but let's participate. Okay? So I want you to get focused, I want you to get serious about your visions, your goals, and seeing them come to fruition. Again, I will say, I did not say get, you be serious. You know, because people hear that get serious, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't have fun. That's not what I'm saying. You need to loosen up and kind of pay attention to what people are saying. What I'm saying is it's time for you to start getting involved and being serious about getting your goals accomplished. Okay, it's time for us to tweak our mindset. 2016 is halfway over, believe it or not. It is halfway over. What have you done thus far is what I want to know. And that's been the, for some reason this month that, you know, God put that on me this month to keep talking about. What have you done? Where are you going for the remainder of the year? You only have another 6 months, and then 2016 is past. This is the year of acceleration. This is the year. If you want to do something, get to it and do it, and it will be, God is going to speed it up. But if you're not doing anything, what is there to speed up? Nothingness? I mean, really? Does that even exist? Time for us to get in gear, get in action, and start participating in our lives and stop being a spectator in our own lives. Okay? All right. So I want to just introduce our guest, Jody Robinson. She's going to speak to us on mental and physical health. And, you know, my question, do the two go hand in hand? Are they two separate things? And, you know, Jody's going to help us cover all of that. Jody Robinson suffered from anxiety and depression. And one day she decided she needed and wanted to change her life and improve her health. Jody is a Beachbody coach. She helps support, encourage, motivate, empower, and hold people accountable. That's a key thing there as they embark on their fitness journey. Jody knows what it takes to overcome a mental challenge through exercise and a change in diet. She will share her story and be your accountable person. Are you ready to take this journey? Are you ready to take the journey? Learn the importance of eating right, getting enough sleep, and exercising, and the benefits that that will show in everything you do. When you have a healthy mind and a healthy body, it expresses it in your behavior. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'd like to welcome Jody Robinson to Bear It All. Hi, Jody. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I am great. Thank you so much for being here. I love it, love it, love it that you are here to more than encourage and motivate and empower. That stuff is all great. We need it. But you are holding people accountable for their
Absolutely.
Actions. So, Jody, just before we even get into it, just tell the folks, you know, tell our listeners a little bit about you. Give us a little background on you and how you came to be a Beachbody coach.
Okay. So, as Raquel said, I do suffer from anxiety and depression, and one day I just got tired of feeling the way that I felt, so I decided to make a change, and I hired a trainer, and I embarked on this fitness journey. I made a huge transformation, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. It gained me some more self-esteem. I built my confidence back up, and I just felt great. And the reason that I became a Beachbody coach was because I wanted to give back. I wanted to show someone else who suffers again like I do that they can have the same feeling. When you work out, it just changes you. It changes your mindset. It changes you physically. And I wanted to show people that you can do this. No matter if you've never worked out before or if you've worked out before, anybody can do this. So I wanted to become a coach so I could support people, empower them, encourage them, and most importantly, hold them accountable to their journey.
Now, how do you hold people accountable? I know people hear that and they think automatically, oh, okay, well, Jody's going to do most of the work for me. Like, how do you hold people accountable? Because people, just their mindset is sometimes I'm like, I look at them and I give them the crossbar because I'm like, that's not what accountable means. But can you just explain what it means for you when you hold people accountable?
Absolutely. So with my clients, we have challenge groups on Facebook. And then I also have them do measurements their first day that they start the program. And I do weekly check-ins with them. I provide my clients with my cell phone number so they can get in contact with me at any point in time. When you embark on a fitness journey and you decide to make changes, the biggest thing is to have someone there to support you. So I tell people, I'm going to believe in you, even if you don't believe in yourself. because I know what it takes, and I know sometimes people's belief is not there for themselves, so I'm going to believe in there until they get that belief. So I make sure that they know that I'm watching. I will text them at any point in time during the week, how are you doing, send me pictures, get on the scale, what are you doing? And that way, if they know that I'm going to be texting them or calling them, they try to stay on program. Before I take on a client, I ask them, are you going to be committed to this? Because I will commit to them as long as they commit to the program.
Wow, I like that. Now, you've mentioned the word program a couple of times. What program are we talking about?
So as a Beachbody coach, we have several programs that we offer. I don't know if anyone's heard of P90X or Tony Horton, but they're all Beachbody programs. We have a program for any and everybody. If you like to dance, we have size. If you need to learn about nutrition, we have 21-day fix. We have programs that are 10-minute workouts to 45-minute workouts. We have programs for 21 days to 90 days. So I speak to individuals about what their goals are, how much time they have to dedicate to working out, and then I recommend a program to them. I will send them a short little video of that program and ask them if they think they can commit to this program. If they say yes, then I say that I'm committed to them, and then we get started.
Now, and I'm sure I know the answer to this, but have you ever had someone who was real gung-ho in the beginning and then their motivation kind of waned as the program went on? And if so, how did you get them back on track?
Absolutely. I've been that way. I jump in full force. A lot of people do. They get excited. But then they also get discouraged when either the scale's not moving fast enough or they're not making changes fast enough. So what I try to explain to them is a couple ways. First of all, Rome wasn't built in a day. I have little sayings that help them to understand what I'm talking about. We didn't gain the weight overnight, so we're not going to lose it overnight. And you have to trust the process. I always say that. I will say that 15, 20 times a day to people. Trust the process. Because even though you don't think you're seeing things, you're making changes. Whether they be physically, you're making mental changes. You're getting stronger. You may be lifting 5 pounds one day and 10 pounds the next. People don't see that as progress. They always look at the scale as progress.
Hmm.
And I say the scale is not the only thing that you need to measure progress by. Because sometimes the scale can be a liar. And let me explain that. When you are on the scale, 2 days later, you could have had something salty and you have water weight gain. But the scale's just showing that it's a gain. It's not a fat gain. It's a water weight gain. So I need people
wow.
to understand, don't just get on the scale and go by that. Go by how you feel. Go by how your clothes fit. Go by how strong your mind is. Just don't go by the scale.
You know, and that, I think, is, I've said this to you before, I think the scale is the devil. I try to stay away from the scale personally because, one, I don't want to see the numbers. But here's the thing with me, for me, I have been told by other people, you know, like really good friends and close friends, they're like, you are solid. It's not like, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, guys. Please don't be sensitive and don't email me your stuff. I'm talking about me. Let's be adults and be grown up about this. I'm not one that's very flabby. You know, there's some people, some people have different body types. I am not one that's very flabby. I'm more solid than anything else. And the problem for me is because I'm solid, and I'm not saying solid as in, oh, I'm muscular and toned. That's not what I'm saying. But my body's very, I'm solid. And for me, I get on the scale, and it's like, oh, my gosh, why am I 200 pounds? Like, I don't understand this, you know. And I've had trainers in the past and all of this stuff. And let me tell you, Jody, what you said is absolutely right. Sometimes that, them numbers on the scale ain't going nowhere. And if they do, they're going down real slow. But you see a difference in the way your clothes fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your clothes are a little looser in certain areas. But them numbers ain't moving on that scale. And I'm going to be honest, for me, that's a little discouraging. When I know I'm putting the work in, my clothes are fitting, but the numbers ain't moving. For some reason, as women, I think we focus on those numbers because it's good to have a conversation with somebody. Oh, well, I'm 125 pounds. When you tell people I'm 200 pounds, and, of course, they're looking at you and they're like, well, you don't look it, but, oh, my gosh, 200 pounds. That's not cute, Jody. What do we do about that?
I don't talk about numbers. I don't talk about numbers because it's kind of like what Queen Latifah said when she was getting ready to get healthy. They said, what size do you want to be? She says, I want to be a size healthy. That's it. Mm. You want to be a size healthy, whether that's 200 pounds, 125 pounds. It's about healthy. Another thing people mistaken is they say muscle weighs more than fat. That is not the case.
Uh-huh.
5 pounds of fat is 5 pounds of muscle. But muscle is distributed throughout your body differently.
Hmm.
So even though the scale may say the same number, your body's going to look different. So I want people to understand that.
Okay.
It's the scale. I mean, I have a love-hate relationship with the scale also. I tell you this. When I go to the doctor's office, I get on the scale. I say, don't tell me what the number is. I will get on backwards.
Really?
I don't look. Because, you know, it will throw people into a tailspin.
Yes.
And they will start getting discouraged and questioning what they're doing. So when I tell people, when they start this program, I want you to weigh one time. That's just to give you just a beginning factor. That's just one thing. I don't want you to get on the scale because people will get on the scale every day and it will drive them up a wall because they say, oh, I gained 2 pounds. You cannot gain 2, 3, 4 pounds overnight. That's not even physically possible. So it's all just water weight. And with females, we have all things going on with us, hormones, periods, stress levels, if you're not getting enough sleep. That all is a factor. So people need to understand that when they get on that scale. It's all a factor. Now, unless you didn't go to the buffet and sit there for 15 hours and eat, then you didn't gain those 3 pounds.
You know, it's funny. I'm here laughing because I have a girlfriend who does. She's like, oh, my gosh, I gained 4 pounds this weekend. I'm like, well, what the hell are you eating that you gained 4 pounds?
Right.
But the scale drives us. It absolutely does drive us nuts, and that's why I try to stay away from it as much as I possibly can.
Exactly.
I just can't subject myself to that. Because it gets discouraging when you see the numbers not moving or they're moving too slowly for us.
Absolutely.
And then you don't want to do anything anymore.
I'm like that too.
Yeah.
I've cried. There's many times I've cried on the scale. My husband's had to hide it when I first started.
Wow.
He hit it because he was like, you are driving yourself up a wall. I've learned that I need to go by how I feel and by what my clothes feel, and then I'll take measurements because you could be losing inches even though the scale is not showing that.
Well, they need to create a scale, honey, that can take in all of that into consideration. It can ask you, okay, so are you menstruating? And we need to develop a scale that give us something accurate for those folks that can't stay off the scale.
Amen. Absolutely.
Possible.
I don't know, but if we did, we would be rich.
We would be billionaires. Girl, don't take my idea. I'm gonna patent that, y'all. I'm listening, talking about girl, that's a good idea. Me and Jody got that a lot. We gonna have to talk some more about that when ears aren't tuned in.
Absolutely.
But now, okay, so I want to kind of go back to, you know, and we did touch on the fact of your anxiety and depression. And how did changing, one, your thinking, your behavior, your food, how did that help you in any way with your anxiety?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, your thoughts create your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And an idle mind is a devil's playground. So you've got to keep your mind on positive things to have positive things happen in your life. When you look in the mirror and you say, ugh, I'm fat, then you're going to start thinking that way. You look in the mirror and you say, I am beautiful. I am lean and I am mean. You say whatever you want to happen, whether or not you believe it or not, but you say it because the more you say it, the more you're going to believe it. And once you believe it, you're going to start putting actions to make it happen.
Wow.
So absolutely.
Now, I think it's very important. When I look at especially our young people, and it's interesting that you say you don't have to believe it. Just keep saying it, and eventually you will start to believe that you are this person. I think we need to, or programs need to be put in place, or people need to start having workshops and all of that stuff for our young people. Our young women have, and some men, you know, I'm not saying it's just the young women, but mainly it's the young women who suffer with, have issues with their body image. They they're dissatisfied with their body image. And oddly enough, there are not a whole bunch of studies. When I was doing my dissertation, I did it on people, women's perception of their body image. And at the time, and it wasn't that long ago, I don't want to make it seem like it was 1910, but there were not a lot of studies being conducted on adolescents and their body image. And I think we need to get some focus on that, because when you have that perception of yourself as an adolescent, that more than likely is going to stem and progress with you into adulthood. So now you've got a young adolescent who are dissatisfied with their body, and then it moves into adulthood and they're still dissatisfied with their body. So they're going to do the laxatives and all these diets and all that stuff that's not beneficial for them. And as I say diets, what I want you to touch on diets. What do you think about diets?
Well, the first three letters in the word diet is D-I-E, and that's die. Diet sets you up for failure because you feel like you're going to be restricted. Like, you got to take away this, you got to take away that just to lose this weight. I don't do diets. It's healthy lifestyles. I tell people you can still live your life, enjoy the desserts, and if you have a glass of wine, you can enjoy that. It's all in moderation. So learning your right portions and right moderation, you don't have to give up anything. You can have all. You can have carbs, vegetables, fruits, desserts, all of that, as long as you know what portion sizes are correct for you, and then you eat in those moderations. I tell my clients that when you're on a program, once a week, have a meal of choice. Don't think about the program. If you want to go on a date or go out with your girlfriends, have a meal of choice. We used to call it, quote-unquote, a cheat meal. I said stop saying cheat meal, because when you say cheat, you feel like you're doing something wrong. You're not doing anything wrong if you choose to have a burger and fries. This is a lifestyle change. If you eliminate certain things throughout your life, you're not going to be able to sustain that for the entire time. And then you're going to fall off the program, and you're going to just start eating. So you have to lose it the way you can live it.
Wow. I like that. Say that again. You got to lose it.
You got to lose it the way you can live it. If you lose it in a certain way and you know you can't live it like that, you're not going to sustain it. But if you lose it by have it staying on program for 3 days and then you know have a meal of choice and then get back on program, you can live it that way. I stay on program all throughout the whole entire week. And on Saturday nights, I have date night. I look forward to that. That's how I stay on program. That's how I get excited about it. That's how I know I can do this. Because I know at the end of the week, I'm going to go out with my husband. I'm going to have a meal that I really, really enjoy. And then on Sunday, I'm going to get back on program. And you can't get fat over one meal. That's what I want people to understand. If you have a meal of choice, you can't get fat over one meal, just like you can't get skinny over one meal. So that meal of choice is not going to throw you off the program if you choose to do that.
I like that. Lose it the way you can live it.
Absolutely.
That makes it sound so easy. And if I'm looking at the words, I'm here sitting with them, and it's like, is that possible? Is it doable to lose it the way you can live it? Doesn't that
absolutely
sound easy to me? Oh,
absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely. And you touched on adolescence. Let me just speak on that just for a second. There's a lot of pictures out there on Facebook where you see fitness competitors, and they're all lean and cut up and very nice looking. I had a girlfriend's daughter come to me and pull up a picture and say, I want to look like that. It was a fitness competitor. I was a fitness competitor. I competed. But my thing is, fitness competitors, they pull off all the water, all the salt for that 5 minutes that they're on that stage. Once they get off that stage, they're drinking water, they're eating. So they look like that for all of maybe 5 to 10 minutes. So I don't want people to compare themselves to fitness competitors, because you can't be stage ready all year round. They don't look like that all year round. That's just for a short period of time. So I don't want adolescents or girls to look at these pictures and compare themselves to them, because it's not realistic. Yes, I've been a competitor. I've done it. I know what it takes to get there. But I am not that way all year round. It's just not humanly possible, not for females that is, because most females, they can't be a low body fat. It's bad for their body. So female competitors, they get to a very low body fat, 7%, 8%. but you can't live like that all year. So I want these adolescents to understand, do not compare yourself to these pictures on Facebook and on Instagram, on Snapchat, in the magazines, because you don't know what it's going to take for them to get that way and how long they are going to stay that way.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting that you bring up fitness competitors and bodybuilders, because I used to have a trainer, and he was a bodybuilder, and he did competitions and all of that stuff. And he would tell me, you know, it's all in the eating and whatnot. But he said he gets, when he's going into a competition, like a month or two before the competition or however long, he gets into serious mode with his eating and his training, you know. And then after that, it's not like he slacks off in any way, but he's not as restricted. Because I guess in that type of training, you've got to have a certain you got to be a stickler with your training leading up to. And he's exactly what you just said. That's leading up to it. But then after that, you know, he still maintains his workout and his eating regimen, but his eating regimen is not as strict as when he's competing.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Oh, wow. It is just, it's so funny. Now, you mentioned your body fat. What is it that we should have? What's our body fat? What should it be? What's our count? Like, does it vary from person to person?
It varies from person to person. So I carry around, I'm around 16% body fat, I guess, on the off season. When I got on stage, I was 12% body fat. It's all based on the individual, the healthy range. So it's when you go into a gym, they can take your body fat. Any doctor can take your body fat, but it's just based on the individual. I mean, I don't want people to go and, oh, I'm this much body fat either. I don't want people to think that because they're a certain body fat that they're not healthy or they're not lean. It's all different people. I mean, I can look at someone and they can say, Jody, you don't look like that, so much body fat. But it's just how you look. It's not something that you should base anything on. It's just another measurement tool. I always say go off of how you feel, how you look, how you feel, because when I look at myself in the mirror, I feel really, really good about myself. I don't care if I'm 16% or 12%. As long as I look in the mirror and say I feel good about myself, it doesn't matter what the scale says or what anyone else says about me. It's how I feel. And that's the work you have to continue doing on yourself.
I love it. I can hear the passion in your voice when you're speaking about it. I can hear the passion in your voice as you're motivating the audience. I hear it. I hear it. I feel it through the phone. And I think that's awesome. And it shows that you are genuine and authentic with your purpose. You know, and that's to be commended. Have you ever reached a point though where you felt like I just want to give up and I don't want to do this because I get tired of like helping people out?
I've never gotten to the point where I get tired of helping people out. I get tired of when people don't believe in themselves to the point where they want to quit. Because I tell them, if you quit, how are you going to ever achieve it? As long as you're taking steps forward, you're making progress. Just don't quit. I won't quit on anybody. My husband says that's one of my downfalls. I won't quit on anybody. And I'm very persistent and I'm kind of pushy because I want people to see that they can do this. So I don't quit. Unless they tell me, Jody, please stop calling me, I won't stop because I want them to see.
Wow.
I'm not quitting on you. Please don't quit on yourself.
That's fantastic.
So I'd never get tired of helping people. I think that's the purpose of me being here, is to help people. I think that's why God has me here, is to help people. And that's what I'm going to do to the best of my ability.
I love it. Now, Beachbody, and you said you're a Beachbody coach, and do you have to be certified to be a Beachbody coach? Like, how can somebody be a Beachbody coach?
Anybody can be a Beachbody coach. You do not have to be certified. If you just have the passion to help someone get fit, most of us coaches are on our own fitness journey. We are doing a Beachbody program. So we're in the trenches with everybody. We're not just sitting back saying, hey, do this. We're doing exactly what we're telling someone else to do. So if anyone wants to be a Beachbody coach, they can. All they have to do is make the decision and sign up, and then they can start helping individuals.
Now, I don't have to be a size 4 and be
absolutely
tight and toned,
not.
And you can bounce a quarter off my six-pack. I don't have
to be that.
So I can be about 200 pounds with a little extra thickness here and there and still be a coach?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody can be a coach. Because people are real. Not everybody has a six-pack or are lean and toned and have all these muscles. People have curves. People are different sizes. And we want coaches of all sizes, of all nationalities, to show people anybody can do this. It's not for these competitors. They're the only people who can do it. Or trainers are the only ones who people can do it. Anybody can do this. If you have the passion to help someone get healthy, to support them, to encourage them, to motivate them, then you can be a coach.
Wow. You know, here in my mind, because like you mentioned the other programs that are part of Beachbody, and I'm here thinking, but in my mind, I see the people on the video, and I'm thinking, oh, well, you got to look like that in order to be a coach. You can't just be, you know, an ordinary person. Like, you really have to be fit and toned and tight and not loose. And I never knew that, honestly.
Anybody,
really
any size, shape, color, anybody could be a coach.
Wow. Now, what all goes into it? Can you tell us, like, if somebody out there is interested in being a Beachbody coach, like you said, they have to sign up, and is there like a program? How long is it? That type of stuff.
So there's different ways of signing up to be a coach. You can sign up with a program. You can get on a program, and you can sign up, and you can start doing the program. Or you can just say, I want to be a coach. I just want to sign up with a minimal amount, and I just want to start helping people and promoting and marketing these programs. Many people do that. I did that. When I first started coaching, I didn't start a program because I had a trainer. So I just signed up just because I wanted to give other people another option. A lot of people can't afford trainers. They're expensive, or they can't go to the gym all the time.
Girl.
So I wanted to show them, you know, here's another option. You can work out at home. It's not that expensive, but you can still see the results. So that's why I decided to start marketing and promoting these programs. And I've seen people do these programs and get the results. I've gotten the results. So I knew they worked. So I just was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to help people. So anybody can just sign up. All they have to do is go to the website and sign up and look at the programs. I mean, I'd be happy to help them pick a program or walk them through the process. All they need to do is get in contact with me. I would be glad to do that for anybody who wants to do it.
That's fantastic. Now, how long have you been on this journey?
I've been on the fitness journey for about 4 years. I started my fitness journey 4 years ago. I got on stage the first time at the age of 39, the second time at the age of 40. I'm now 42, and I started 4 years ago. I started being a coach a little over a year ago. So that's when I started this process of being a coach. I'm eventually going to start studying to be certified so maybe I can train people in the gym. But until that happens, I am just going to do what I'm doing and support people any way I possibly can.
I love it. Now, what advice would you give right now to one of our listeners who's walking in the shoes you were walking in 4 years ago?
The first thing I would say is just decide you want to do it. Just make the decision. Say, I'm going to do it. And then the steps will go from there. When I was sitting on the couch 4 years ago, eating a bag of chips, crying, depressed, I looked at my husband and I said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to change. And I did it. It wasn't easy. Don't ever think that I'm saying that. It wasn't easy. There were ups and there were downs and there were struggles. But I had the support from a lot of people to get through it. And that's what I want to give somebody else, is the support that they need to continue going forward. So just make the decision.
You know, and for some people, that is, people think it's the steps to reach the goal. And for me, is making the decision is the hardest part of anything that you will do. But once, as you said, once you make the decision, all the other steps, you know, will fall into place. But
absolutely.
The hardest part about anything is making the decision, because we get so
absolutely.
Many things thrown at us from friends, family, you know, our environment, and we just can't seem to weed through all the scenery and find ourselves and make the decision for us. We always want to seek outside counsel, and sometimes that's okay. But you have to have an idea for your own self, and then say, okay, well, let me ask people what they think about this. I think there are just so many things. We are bombarded in this society with pictures on social media, commercials. You've got all of this stuff that's talking about your body, and then there's so much body shaming going on. Like the young lady, who was she? The Sports Illustrated magazine. They have a full-figured model on the cover.
Beautiful
and,
model, yes,
yes,
gorgeous. Yes.
And she was body shamed by another model who was, I don't
yes.
want to say the wrong name, so I'm not going to say a name at all in case I'm wrong. I don't, you know, I don't want nobody coming at me because I'm not the one that's going to have that. But let's have the conversation. And she body shamed her because, oh, my gosh, she's that size. She should not be on the cover. Are you kidding me? Are you?
I'm telling you.
How do people
the
do
perception
that?
What is
that
of what about? Is. It's the perception that we put out there, what is beautiful, what is healthy. I mean, that plus size model could be the most healthiest person. She could be healthier than the smaller size models.
Yes. I don't
but
understand
because no
why.
One thinks that, because no one thinks that's beautiful, they start shaming her, which is just wrong in itself.
That's wrong on all accounts, because that lady is beautiful. She looks amazing. And let me throw this out there. A couple of years ago, you know, I took a pole dancing class. You know, just because people think of that and they think, oh, my gosh, strippers, and it's so sleazy, and stop the madness. Again, y'all need to get your minds right, and y'all need to get out and get some exposure for those people who are so closed-minded. That is an amazing workout, okay? And the woman that taught the class, the instructor, she was not somebody, she was not a size 4, she was not thin, and none of that. This was a woman with curves. She had some size on her. And Jody, when I tell you she got up that pole, flipped, and came down head first, I was like, yeah. Wow.
I'm telling you.
That she was fit with and just flexible. And she did things I don't even know somebody who's a size 4 or 6 or 8 or whatever could do. But it was just amazing. And that is her workout. It takes a lot of strength to get up a pole. And I know how
absolutely.
That sounds, but if you haven't tried it, you need to stop judging. Get out there and try it. Now, am I promoting anything? I'm not promoting anything. But if you want a different workout, try something different. It's
absolutely.
Nice, all the other stuff that we do, but sometimes you need to train different muscles that don't get reached when you're doing a certain type of exercise.
Exactly.
So that's all
absolutely.
I'm saying. Now, if we're on exercise, how can we, you know, do we do the same exercises with this program, the Beachbody? Can we do other exercises? Can we make up our own? Like, is it that strict?
Oh, no, it's not strict at all. You can do the workouts. When the program comes with the workouts, there's different workouts that it comes with. But you can interchange it. It's getting nice outside. It's almost summertime. People may want to go swimming or biking or hiking or jogging outside. Just do
mm-hmm.
incorporate it. You can do whatever. I like to lift weights, so I incorporate my workouts and then lift weights with it as well. So you can do whatever you feel comfortable, whatever you enjoy. I just tell people just to get some activity. Get up, get
right.
moving, get your body moving. Regardless of what it is that you're doing.
About how much activity should we have a day? Like, if we're going to focus on exercise, I know I've heard people say, oh, do 30 minutes of, like, cardio or whatever. Is it just one time, or, like, is there a set time that we should be working out? You know, some people say work out the same time every day. Like, if you work out in the morning, you should try to stick to that routine. What's the story? I just hear too much stuff, and it gets confusing for little old me.
It is confusing. I stick to the same times. I work out every time just because I work a 9-to-5 job, so I work out in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
My typical workouts can be 30 minutes to 2 hours. It all depends on how much time I have. You know, we're all busy. We all work. We have families. We have things to do. So even 10 minutes of just getting your heart rate up will help you. It may not give you the results as quickly as you were doing maybe an hour workout, but it will still get you in the right direction. So I just say, if you have 10 minutes, give 10 minutes. If you have an hour, give an hour. If you have 20 minutes one day and then no minutes the next day, just give something.
Let me tell you, you are absolutely right, because there are days where, for me, as you said, it's getting warm out. We are inside for 9 months out of the year. For me, I like to be outside when it's warm, when we have nice weather. I like to be outside doing activities. So what I do is I'll go to the track. And for those of you who just heard me say track, I go to a track that you can run on, not a race track. Because sometimes I feel like, oh, my gosh, if I don't explain, folks are just like, oh, my gosh, you're talking about a track. Listen, you'd be very surprised. And I, whatever. I go to the track in the morning, and I'll walk. And what I've started doing is running. I've been running now for about a year. Am I consistent with, like, I'll run 6 or 7 laps? No, I may run one lap, walk another. And I alternate it because I feel in my own head that I'm doing, you know how you do the intervals? So you'll send up your heart rate, then you bring it down. Then you send it up and you bring it down. And that's why I do it the way I do it. But I was never one to run. And let me tell you, the first time I ran the track, I was about to pass out. I was like, I need some oxygen. Is there a flare gun around that I can send up the flare? Because this is an SOS. This is a help. Send the Army, the Navy, the Marines. Send everybody. But I kept at it. And I enjoy it. I actually get a kind of a freedom when I'm running on the track or if I'm walking on the – it's just very freeing for me. So Jody's absolutely right. You have to find what works for you. And the other thing I do is I'll take my mat, my yoga mat on the track, and some weights, and I may walk for a half hour or walk and run for a half hour and then work out for a half hour. So I'll do some stretching and weights and ab work and all of that stuff. You've got to find what works for you, folks. People can talk about, you have to do this for this long. You may not want to. You may want to do it a different
way. People have different likes.
You have to find it. Yes. I love that. You lose it the way you can live it.
Exactly.
People can't tell you what exercises you're supposed to like or what you're supposed to do. You're grown. You know when you're pushing yourself and when you're slacking. Only you know that. You know, now Jody's going to hold you accountable. She's like, now you know you can do more than that. Last week you did 10 pounds. Why you went to 3 this week? Is something going on? She's not going to be like, no, you should be up to 20. But she wants to know just what's going on with you. Because there are days where I just don't want to run. There are days I want to jog. And I go with it. You know, what we're trying to tell you is it's something that you have to sustain. It's a lifestyle change. And I'm not big on diets either. When I was younger, I did diets. I did all of those diets. And as soon as I came off of them, girl, I ate everything but the house.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I did the same thing.
And listen, I know I gained 5 pounds in a day. I know you said you can't gain it in it, but I know I did because I ate everything. Girl, it was so good. But I've heard a lot of people say exactly what you did, especially a nutritionist. She was like, listen, people talk about not having this and not having this. It's not about restrictions. It's about a change in lifestyle. And make small change. Start small. You don't have to start eating big. Like, I was never big on vegetables. I'm going to tell you that right now. I was a carnivore, okay? There ain't no vegetables on this plate. But now I find I make myself put on more vegetables, and I enjoy it because I experiment. I like to experiment in the kitchen. So I'll try different things, and if I don't feel like eating my vegetables today, like I think a day this week, I really didn't eat the vegetables, but I drank them. So I made some green drink, and then I made I had a shake and a smoothie, and I put in some more vegetables. But I give it in, but there are days I just don't feel like I don't want to chew the vegetable. I don't feel like eating the kale or the broccoli, but I'll drink it in a minute, so why not just mix it up and drink it? Who cares how it gets in? It's just the point of it getting in.
Exactly.
You know?
I put avocados in my smoothie this time because I didn't want to eat them, so I put them in my smoothie. I got them in.
I've done that. Yes, I've done that. And if you don't want to put it in a smoothie because you think, ew, avocado in that smoothie, let me tell you, you ain't tasting it. Stop it.
You're not tasting it. It's smooth and creamy.
Exactly, and it tastes, it's so good. And if you don't want to do it that way, then make guacamole. Do you like guacamole?
Yes.
Yeah, I've made guacamole, and I've added pineapples in mine, so I got my fruit and my vegetable. And it's just, I'm one of those people. I'll experiment in a minute. If it doesn't work out, I will never do it again, but at least I'm going to try it.
Right.
So now, Jody, today what we want to know is how are you feeling emotionally and mentally?
I feel good today. I feel good today. I know that if I skip a couple workouts, then I start feeling down. So I know that about myself. I've learned that about myself. But today I feel really good. I feel blessed. I'm mm-hmm. happy. And it's a good day. So we just take days one day at a time.
Listen, if I keep telling people, I said, if you can figure out how to live in 2 days at one time, let me know. Because I don't want to do that. That just sounds like it's a whole lot to do.
Too much pressure on yourself.
That's what I'm saying. I got to live in 2 days. Dang, I can barely handle today, but I got to be in tomorrow at the same time. That's a little stressful.
Right.
And I make fun of it because, you know what, at the end of the day, it's funny as hell. People trying to live in 2 days. So,
exactly.
Yes, I'm making fun of it. Stop it. You live for today. Be present to this moment. Too many
right.
times
forget
we
about
spend
tomorrow.
Our lives.
Don't think about, forget about
exactly.
yesterday. Don't think about tomorrow. Think about right here, right now.
But you know what? And I was just talking about this. I don't know if I said it on a video or I know I said it today. That's as much as I can get to. I said it today, and I was like, you know what? In hindsight, there is no tomorrow because tomorrow is always today.
Yep.
So does tomorrow ever really come? It's always today, and today is where you need to be present. And I want you, in the little time that we've got left, I want you to do a couple of things. The first thing, though, is to speak about those folks who talk about, oh, in March, it's summertime is coming. I need to get in shape. How long is that going to last? Is that going to last to the end of the summer? You know,
a lot of people
just
do that. They're reaching out to me now saying, oh, I have a wedding, or I want to go to this pool party, or I want to do this. I've done it. I can't even lie. I've done it too. But it's a lifestyle change. And if you put yourself in that much pressure to lose so much weight during this time, you're going to get so much pressure and it's going to be so stressful. So let's just start now and then just see where you're at. If you're not exactly where you're at and your goal time, just know you're on your way there. So don't put so much pressure on yourself to lose 20 pounds by August 1st or whatever it is, because that's when the stress is going to come and that's when you're going to get frustrated. And I don't want to see that happen. As long as you're making steps to do what you want to do towards your goal, then just know you are making successful steps.
Tell you guys, one day at a time. That's all it takes. And you know you got a wedding in August. You don't need to be starting trying to lose weight in some July.
Exactly.
Start from, like, January. Give yourself, pace yourself, people. Pace yourself. Start in January. You know this person getting married, unless it's a shotgun, then you know I ain't got no comment on that. But start changing. I know how I come off, but I'm so glad this is my show. But I can say that kind of stuff, and it's all right. But we really, what we're trying to say is it's a change in your lifestyle, and it's not about somebody's wedding or a pool party. It is about living longer, and it's about living a healthy life, both mentally, physically, and emotionally. And you cannot do that on a 2-week diet.
Exactly.
Okay? It's a lifestyle change. What Jody went through with her anxiety and her depression, that's not something that happened overnight. Neither
no,
is losing weight.
It's every day. Every day you go through it. Every day you reach out and
exactly.
try to do something different. Every day.
Exactly. So let's stop thinking about a quick fix, an instant, and you just add water, shake, stir, and pour in the pan. It's not about that. If you want to live a long life, then it is more than somebody's wedding that's going to last 3 hours and then what
Absolutely.
Happens tomorrow. Okay, we need to start seeing the big picture. And instead of having on the horse blinders, as I say, you know, we put blinders on a horse because we want to keep them focused. So let's stay focused on living a healthy life mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and living a yeah. long life. How do you think those people live to be like 110 and 100? Do you think they do in diet? I've spoken to folks who like are in the 90s, and I'm like, so do you like only eat fruits and vegetables and nuts and berries? And they're like, no, I don't eat
no.
that stuff. But you know, they're not.
No, they're not restricting
eat.
Their diet. They're
no,
eating
they're
and enjoying
not,
life.
Yes, they are, but they're also monitoring what they eat. So they're not going to have that fried pork chop 5-6 days a week. But are they going to have it? Yes, I'm going to have it. But I don't need to have it every day, and I know that. But I'm not going to deny myself either. And so many nutritionists and trainers and all of that, they say the same thing. It's not about denying yourself. It's not about eating bland food, is it, Jody? Like, sometimes food they be giving you is bland and nasty. Cook, people, cook. See? Okay, get in your kitchen. Stop eating out.
Absolutely.
Stop and take it from somebody who knows. My eating was off, and I didn't eat bad stuff and eat out. I just wasn't eating often and enough. Okay, I'm going to tell you that. But I've gotten a lot better in the last 21 days. I've gotten a whole lot better. Now when I'm hungry, I'm not sitting and waiting. And, oh, my gosh, no, I'll get there. When I get hungry now, I got to eat. And it's like, okay, I hear what you're – let me tell you, I was at a funeral, okay, a couple of weeks ago. And I got hungry in between the two services because they had two different services. And I got hungry. I left in between the services. I was like, I got to eat. If you don't understand, if I don't eat, I'm going to go crazy in that place. I went, found myself something to eat, came back, and I was okay. So now I've gotten to the point because I've learned or I'm learning how to eat. When I get hungry, I just eat.
Mm-hmm.
If I can have a full meal, great. If I can't, great. I'll make sure I have a shake if I'm going out. I take it with me, whatever it is. If I have to grab something outside, I make sure I grab and I make healthy choices when I grab.
Right. Exactly. Just like when parents pack snacks for their children, pack snacks for yourself. Keep stuff in your car. I mean, I have food with me all whenever I go somewhere just in case I get hungry. Because if I get hungry, then I'm going to get angry. And that's going to go into hangry, and you don't want that.
That just is not pleasant on all levels. Okay?
No. Mm-mm.
But I've got to say, it really works learning. And at my age, I had to learn how to eat. Okay? And I'm not ashamed to admit it. I hope it helps somebody. I've learned how to eat in the last 21 days. I don't always prepare my meals ahead of time because, you know, sometimes it works for me and sometimes it don't. And I'm not going to beat myself up about it. If it don't work, it don't work. But I always make sure I can access something to eat, and it has to be a healthy choice. It can't just be, okay, well, let me get this Snicker bar. Snicker satisfies, you know. No, I just don't want to deal with it. And there's nothing wrong with a Snicker bar. I mean, I like them. But if I'm hungry, that is not going to – it's not going to satisfy me. It may satisfy someone else. But I need something a little more – with a little more substance, a little more nutrition for me. I'm only speaking on my behalf. Now, Jody, in the little time that we've got left, tell these folks how they can get in touch with you if they decide they want to be a part of your team and they need somebody to hold them accountable and they want to get on this fitness journey and – tell them how to get in touch with you. And the first thing I want you to also tell them, what do they have to come with?
They just have to come with just themselves. I will walk them through everything. Just themselves, just be open to answering my questions. I ask a lot of questions because I want to make sure if you want to get on a program, I get you on the right program. So just be patient with my questions because that's just how I get the information that I need. Individuals can contact me at my email address, which is Jody, J-O-D-I, dot F as in Frank, dot Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, at hotmail.com. My Beachbody site is beachbodycoach.com/J-F-Robinson. They can also call me. My cell phone number is 913-558-9693. I welcome all communication.
Fantastic. Jody, thank you so much for sharing yourself and your information. It was very informative, very helpful, very real, which is always nice. Okay, we truly appreciate it. We will be in touch. I will definitely be in touch with you. And folks, it's about a lifestyle change, okay? It's not about a diet. Jody, thank you so much. To all of my listeners, I thank you so very much for your ever-growing support. I truly do appreciate it. Believe me, I don't take it for granted. And remember, your choices determine your destiny. If you do not like the direction your life is taking, make different choices. Jody, thank you so much. To you out
there
in the listening land, thank you so much. Have a great night, and God bless.